Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. You could be holding it down wherever. I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. If nobody told you thank you today, I did. Appreciate me. And I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This show, it gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. How do you listen? Pay attention. Because people ask me this, and I'm like, damn it, I say it all the time. Act like they also don't have Google. Maybe some people don't know how to use Google. First of all, the free Odyssey app. You got a phone? Put the app on your phone. You can listen to CBS Sports Radio anytime, anywhere, if you got a connection. Second of all, of course, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Look it up. Third of all, if you have SiriusXM, channel 158. That's how I do it when I'm moving from state to state, city to city. I'm driving over state lines. I don't want to change a station, a channel. If I'm not using the Odyssey app, then boom, yeah, Sirius. I pay for Sirius. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. If you know how to use the internet, then just go to CBSSportsRadio.com. There's a lot of ways. I mean, even after the show is done, this show is available via podcast. Just search JR Sport Brief Show wherever you listen to podcasts. So you have a variety, a wide variety of ways to pretty much stay locked into the show. So do yourself a favor and go do it. And if you want to talk to me, that's also simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Me, I'm online. I'm on the internet. I'm at JR Sport Brief. If you don't know how to use Google, then that's probably not going to be anything useful to you. Listen, in about 20 minutes from now, we've had so much conversation to be caught up on what's going on at with the NFL Combine, what's going on in Indianapolis. And so thank you so much to Armando Salguero for joining us last hour. And in 20 minutes from now, we're going to keep the conversation going. Alex Shapiro, this man covers the Chicago Bears for NBC Sports Chicago. He's going to come through and join us as well. I want to get the specific insight as to what the hell is going on with the Chicago Bears, because their GM spoke today, Ryan Poles, and he was asked today, what's best for Justin Fields if they decide to trade him? And this is what Ryan Poles had to say.
I do, if we go down that road, I want to do right by Justin as well. No one wants to live in gray. I know that's uncomfortable. I wouldn't want to be in that situation either. So we'll gather the information. We'll move as quickly as possible. We're not going to be in a rush and see what presents itself and what's best for the organization.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody wants to know what their future holds. You know, I want to know what the hell I'm doing 5 years from now. But I don't. I can only imagine and try to do it, but I have no idea. That's not how the world works. People barely know what they want to eat for dinner or lunch or breakfast. Justin Fields wants to know what the Bears are going to do. And we all have an idea. They're likely going to trade him. But Ryan Poles was also asked if he would consider trading the number one overall pick. And this was his response to that.
Yeah, it's hard to say right now. But it's got to help our organization significantly to move around. Because we saw what it did last year. And I'm looking for that type of return to continue to improve our football.
Yeah, good for them. They were able to get their hands on DJ Moore and additional draft assets. But this go around to get rid of the number one overall pick, the Chicago Bears would look like idiots. Complete idiots. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of idiots, I do want to fill you in on some of the other individuals who have spoken at the Combine. And some of their commentary makes me just go, well, shut up. I'm going to talk to you soon about the Buffalo Bills. I'm also going to tell you about another shocking team that makes you go, why are y'all still talking? And that's the Dallas Cowboys. But let's do this. Let's talk to Todd in Green Bay. He is on the line. Todd, you are on the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Todd?
Hey, JR, I haven't talked to you for a while, but I've got what the Bears need. This is a suggestion that they need to take, and we'll make it real quick. So you're going to trade Fields, obviously, like you said. Get a second or third to whoever. You're going to take the number one, and you're going to trade it to Washington. Not for one and a two, like Peter King said. I think you're going to get two first-rounders and a two. And then at number two, you're going to take Jaden Daniels, because I think he's the real deal. He's the real deal, and I believe it in my heart. And you're going to pick up for a year or two, at least a year, and let the rookie sit like the Packers have done for years. You go and get Wilson. You go get Wilson. So you go get tons of picks. You pick up Jaden Daniels. You trade Fields away. You got a rookie on a rookie deal. And I think he's going to be better than Caleb Williams. His feet, his arm. I mean, I know Caleb has a good arm, but that's my opinion. Pass that along to your sports guy coming on for Chicago.
Oh, okay. I'm not, because it sounds pretty ridiculous. Let me ask you this. Why in the hell would they want to acquire Russell Wilson to do what with this team?
So the rookie can sit and learn.
So you just want Russell Wilson to be a teacher?
Well, yeah. Let him prove so that if he has a great year, well, then keep him for add a franchise on him. Let the rookie sit another year. I mean, look what Love did. Look what Aaron Rodgers did.
You see, but there's a difference here. Okay, Russell Wilson is coming from a team that just barely almost hit 500 and started off like complete garbage last year. Okay, it's not like Russell Wilson is already sitting there. It's not like they're trading and drafting his predecessor, and he has to babysit them. Russell Wilson has a say as to where he wants to go. If I have to look at the Chicago Bears and their current status and what they've been over the past few years, if I'm Russell Wilson, I'm not thinking about the Chicago Bears at all. I mean, if I were a free agent and I could show up, the man just said the other day he wants to win two more Super Bowls.
But Russell Wilson doesn't
have
anything to say.
Hold on, I'm not done. He does. Sorry. He has a no-trade clause, okay?
He can get cut.
Well, if he gets cut, what do you think he has to do? He's a free agent. What is he free to do?
Yes, I agree. But okay, he's not going to have many options.
Well, so no. That, Todd, that made no sense, by the way. If the man has a no-trade clause and he is currently on the Denver Broncos, he can dictate where he can or cannot go. If he also is a free agent, he is also free to do what he wants to do. It doesn't matter how many options you believe exist or not exist. If I am Russell Wilson and I'm looking at the Chicago Bears, I'm not thinking about being a babysitter. I'm going to look at a team like Atlanta that has plenty of young weapons that I can work with. So it's your idea. I guess it sounds nice to you, but I think when you factor in everything else that I kind of plugged in, it doesn't make sense. Todd, I don't know what you do for a living. I'm not going to ask. It's your business. But would you want to sit around and babysit somebody at work for them to take
not.
Your job?
Of course so not. But
if you are
you,
no, hold on. No, no, listen, because I didn't get this out. Russell Wilson, and we played it last night. Russell Wilson said, I want to win two more Super Bowls. Russell Wilson said, for the past two seasons, for me, whether it be in Seattle or Denver, that have both been massive disappointments, why in the hell would he want to join a team that has had a more so a losing culture over the past few seasons to also be a babysitter? You please tell me where that equates and lines up to winning Super Bowls.
When you have the draft picks, hey, I'm not saying Jaden Daniels is going to take his job.
I didn't ask you about that, Todd. I didn't ask
you
about that.
I'm telling you, he can earn his job. He can win Super Bowls there.
Todd, Russell Wilson? Is that the best? This is a yes or no question, and you could say no if you want to lie to me. Do you think the Chicago Bears, for Russell Wilson, who is going to have a say as to where he goes, do you think the Chicago Bears would be the best spot for him given some of the other options? Yes or no?
No. No.
Well, there you have it.
I got it.
Let's see what takes place over the next 2 weeks, and then come back and let's talk, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Todd, for calling from Green Bay. Hey, Hickey, you want to play for a potential loser or winner?
A winner.
Don't most people want to do that?
Yes.
Have you ever heard anybody who wakes up and says, oh, man, I can't, unless losing helps you win in the long run. I know people like to manipulate things. I don't know anybody who wakes up and says, can't wait to join those losers. You know, just it doesn't happen that way. So if you're the Chicago Bears and you are playing Madden, I guess that scenario would work. Is there any other scenario you think that what he just shared makes any sense?
No.
Oh, okay. I gotta check. You listened to the whole conversation. What the hell did you think about it?
I mean, I just don't know why you would like. Why are you trying to get cute if you're the Bears? Like, Caleb Williams is the guy. We don't have to like circumvent or get cute or like reinvent the wheel of let's trade back, let's get Jaden Daniels, and let's get Russell Wilson in here as well to like teach him. Which who even knows if like not every quarterback, by the way, is there like you said that wants to develop or is even good at it. Like even if Russell Wilson, who seems like a nice guy and seems like he would be a team guy first, maybe he would try to like, you know, put Jaden Daniels under his wing. Is he any good at teaching? I don't know. It's just like there's so many variables where it just sounds good, like you said, in principle. And then you try it out in reality and you're sitting there 3 years from now, Ryan Poles is fired, Matt Eberflus is fired, Caleb Williams is taking the Commanders to the Super Bowl, and you're sitting there saying, why do we try this stupid idea when it was all there right in front of us?
I don't know. It's very, very complicated. You know, I don't know. Hey, you know, not that I expect what he just shared to happen. If it does, I'm going to laugh. But it is just too wild. It's too out there. You might as well tell me as what am I looking at? In one of the screens here in the studio, Boston Celtics are playing Philadelphia 76ers. You might as well tell me that like Joel Embiid is going to force a trade out of, I don't know, Philadelphia, even though he's hurt right now, and he next or in the offseason, he wants to be traded to, let's pick a team. Hickey, pick one. Let's pick a bad team. I don't know. Where would it be?
Let's go to the Blazers. Go all the way to Portland.
Yeah, send Embiid to Portland. For what? For what? So he could go help and mentor, what's that guy's name? DeAndre Ayton? He could teach him post moves? Like, what are we?
Ayton will listen, definitely.
Like, what are we doing here?
Teach
like,
him how to get out of his house when there's an ice storm?
I know, right? He couldn't escape the ice storm. Yeah, Embiid has a lot of experience in Philadelphia and also Cameroon, so he can give him some great tips. Look, professional athletes, there's two things that they want to do. They want to make money first, and then they want to win. Pretty much in that order. And maybe they kind of align in the same space to win and make money, like someone like Patrick Mahomes. But most dudes want to make money, and then they want to win. For Russell Wilson, he's made money. I don't think this guy is going to be hurting a day in his life. And for his legacy and what his career, what might be left of it, whether it's another 5 years or 10 years, he's talked about playing into his 40s. I have no idea. Nobody knows. The guy wants to win, not be a babysitter. We got to remember, this is real life. This is not Madden. This is not an NFL simulation. This is real. Wild stuff. I like the scenario, though. They're pretty crazy and pretty out there. And so what we're going to do, we're gonna have a conversation on the other side with Alex Shapiro. He covers the Chicago Bears for NBC Sports in Chicago. I want to get his thought process on what the Bears should actually do. And then we'll talk about some of these crazy comments made by both the Buffalo Bills and Sean McDermott and then the Dallas Cowboys. But what else is new? They always say crazy things. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture.
Maestro is an Oscar-nominated movie Bradley Cooper's in, and I'm sure it's a perfect quality, well-done movie.
but it looks a little boring. Honestly, I fell asleep during the billboard. Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The NFL has descended upon Indianapolis for this year's NFL Combine. We've heard from coaches, we've heard from general managers, and in particular, we have heard from Ryan Poles. We've heard from Coach Eberflus, and it just appears that the writing is on the wall, or at least it makes sense that it's time to move on from Justin Fields. But right now, it's time to talk to someone who is in Indianapolis and covers the Chicago Bears specifically. He's joining us right now. He holds it down for NBC Sports Chicago. It is Alex Shapiro. Alex, thank you for taking the time to hop on. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to join you.
No doubt about it. So based on what we've heard today from Ryan Poles and then also Eberflus, what would you say are the biggest takeaways from what they shared with the media, if they shared anything, really?
Yeah, you know, Ryan Poles says he doesn't have a master plan for what to do with the number one overall pick and that there's hundreds of possibilities. But when you kind of sort through the tea leaves and listen to what they're saying about what they want in a quarterback, what they want to do with their future, et cetera, to me it just kind of becomes more and more clear that Justin Fields will be traded and that they're going to draft a rookie quarterback, and that rookie quarterback is probably going to be Caleb Williams.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Where do you think that leaves Justin Fields, and what might that timeline look like, especially given that free agency starts on March 13th?
Sure. I still think Justin Fields can be a really good quarterback and probably a great quarterback in this league, right? He obviously has so much talent. The things he can do with his legs and his deep ball are spectacular. But for a variety of reasons, they did not work out in Chicago. So I think he probably goes somewhere, hopefully with an infrastructure that will help him succeed. That probably includes a strong run game, that probably includes several playmakers, and, you know, obviously good offensive line up front never hurt anybody. But in terms of timeline, I would expect it to be sooner rather than later, just because you kind of want to get out in front of the market, right? When free agency starts and quarterbacks start to move, teams come off the table, and if you can present the team with an opportunity, hey, Justin Fields is really solid. Look at all these great things he can do. And by the way, you can make sure that he's on your roster and he's going to be your guy moving forward right now. I think that the Bears probably want to strike sooner rather than later to take advantage of that opportunity.
Alex Shapiro is here with us on CBS Sports Radio, covers the Chicago Bears for NBC Sports. A lot of folks naturally aren't looking at the Chicago Bears' other pick. They also own the number 9 pick. When you think about the opportunity that's there, we know the Bears have a lot of holes, a lot of needs. You know, what might they do with that number 9 spot?
You know what? They could do so many different things, and that's what's so great about the Bears having the opportunity to not only have the number 1 pick, but also another top 10 pick. I mean, that's where you get into truly franchise-altering stuff. So you draft Caleb Williams, presumably number 1. If one of these top 3 wide receivers drops among, you know, Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison's not going to drop, but, you know, Roma Dunze, one of those two guys drop. What better way to set up your rookie quarterback than by giving him not only DJ Moore, but another rookie phenom wide receiver? Or do you beef up that defense? Montez Sweat was so great, but I don't expect the Bears to re-sign Yannick Ngakoue. So you probably want another defensive end in the mix. You go with the best defensive end available, whether it's Leatu Latu or Dallas Turner or, you know, somebody else in that group. And then we also know that the Bears, you know, need a 3-tech, and the 3-tech, that defensive tackle position, is kind of the engine that makes things go. So maybe you go with a Johnny Newton. Or if a lot of players are still available, do you trade back, try and recoup the second-round pick that you traded away to bring in Montez Sweat, and then, you know, is a Brock Bowers available? Is another pass-catching option. So truly the possibilities are endless with that number 9 pick, and I don't really think there's a wrong answer for the Bears.
Well, Alex, you talk about the defense for the Chicago Bears. and some of the free agents that they do have. We know that even when you get away from the defensive line and look at the backs, someone like Jalen Johnson, they have to figure out what's going to happen there. What could the rest of this offseason and free agency period look like for the Bears?
Yeah, so I think they're going to be looking at other teams and which players get tagged or don't get tagged. And they've still got a ton of cap space available. You know, they cut Eddie Jackson. They cut Cody Whitehair. They freed up some space. So they have room to spend. If a guy like Daniil Hunter becomes available, they could be a player on him. If, you know, Mike Evans or Antoine Winfield Jr. at the Bucs, right? The Bucs need to make a decision on who gets the tag, who gets an extension. If one of those guys falls through the cracks, could they spend on him? And then you mentioned Jalen Johnson. Ryan Poles has spoken definitively. Jalen Johnson isn't going anywhere. Today he actually sounded pretty optimistic that they could get a deal done. And, of course, he said we'd prefer to get a long-term deal done rather than using the franchise tag. None of that is surprising. That's what you expect a GM to say. But if they cannot reach an agreement, I would definitely expect the Bears to use that franchise tag on Jalen Johnson just because he is so good. He is in his prime. He is a big piece of this defense. So I bet the Bears find a way to ensure Jalen Johnson's on the team in 2024 at the very least.
Alex Shapiro is here with us, covers the Bears for NBC Sports Chicago. Matt Eberflus was on hand and spoke to the media today. There were a lot of thoughts that Matt Eberflus wouldn't necessarily even make it to the offseason as a Chicago Bears coach. You know, knowing that they're likely going to get a rookie quarterback in, how much rope does he have to help kind of usher in this next phase of the team?
You know, the Bears have maintained that their expectation is to win and to win now, and they want to see this team get better. That's a question that I actually posed to the Bears brass. Hey, if you saddle Matt Eberflus with a rookie quarterback, is there going to be any latitude with the win-loss record? And they basically said no. We believe that this team should be good enough next year, rookie quarterback or not, regardless of the quarterback situation, that they should take a step forward. So, you know, the wins and losses will be tracked for sure.
Well, we also know that Ryan Poles, this will be an opportunity for him to get his quarterback. The other Ryan selected this QB. So how does this look for him? And then what is Kevin Warren's role in this? He's been pretty vocal, not in saying, oh, I want to love and keep Fields, but he's spoken positively about him.
Yeah, he has spoken positively about him. But, you know, it's not like they're going to rake Justin Fields over the coals if they try to trade him. You know, in any scenario, you don't want to throw your guy under the bus. So I would have been more surprised if he said nasty things about Justin Fields. But I do believe that this is going to be Ryan Poles' decision at the end of the day. Now, Poles does report to Warren. That's how the hierarchy goes. But if Poles goes to Kevin Warren and says, look, we just totally believe Caleb Williams is the guy. This is a once in a, you know, 5-year chance to get a quarterback like this. We have the number one draft. We have the draft pick. We have the number 9 pick. We can really build something with these pieces and trading Justin Fields and recouping more draft capital. I would be certain that Kevin Warren would sign off on that decision.
No, final question for you, Alex, on the way out. I appreciate your time. I don't expect a Houston-esque turnaround for the Chicago Bears, like we got with C.J. Stroud. What do you think is realistic for this team next season, given some of the holes that they have to patch up?
Well, I think they actually can contend more for the playoffs than they did last season, and they came on strong at the end of last year. You know, we talked so much about the Lions and their second-half turnaround and what that did for them heading into 2023. I wouldn't be surprised if the Bears did something similar. I mean,
okay,
the tweaks that Matt Eberflus made on that defense were palpable, and there's no reason to think they'll change, right? I mean, Montez Sweat made such a huge difference. The pressure increased, the takeaways increased, and Flus's fingerprints were all over that. So you couple that with more talent that should be coming in, more guys and more continuity, and, you know, a new offensive coordinator who has earned praise for being super creative, who is a got experience play calling. Things could come together, and I could see them pushing for a playoff spot.
Okay. Well, let's see sooner than later. Real interested to see how Caleb Williams kind of interacts with the city. Last question. what is the overall vibe in Chicago about selecting him? Are people really in favor of his selection, or are people still holding on to Fields?
Oh, man, what a loaded question. It honestly at times feels like civil war in the streets of Chicago when it comes out of Justin Fields. People are entrenched. You got your Fields guys, you got your Williams guys, and honestly, for the good of the city, we're going to need some clarity on this situation sooner rather than later, because it is a city divided.
Oh, my God. A 50-50, huh?
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, we'll see what's going to happen. Hey, Alex, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Where can people follow you and all your great work with the Bears with NBC Chicago?
Yeah, so follow me at NBC Sports Chicago, like you said, or the Under Center podcast with my wonderful host, Kenneth Davis, and my colleague, Josh Rock. And you can read all our stuff on NBCSportsChicago.com.
Hey, Alex, a pleasure. Look forward to chatting with you down the line. Let's talk again around the draft, okay?
Hey, sounds great. Thanks for having me, man. It was a fun show.
No doubt about it. That Alex Shapiro covers the Chicago Bears for NBC Sports. Wow. Little bit of a 50-50. Like, that's where the Chicago Bears fans are. That's where the city is at right now. Hickey, I think maybe last week we had a caller from Chicago, and I think I posed to that caller the same thing. And I believe, if I remember correctly, the caller said it was like 60-40 people leaning towards Fields. Do you remember that at all?
A little bit. I thought it was the other way. Like, maybe I'm just out of touch.
Possibly.
Here. I thought it would be the Caleb Williams would be like the 60-40, 65-35, 70-30.
Yeah,
not
but
50-50.
Even on that, yeah, even on that 50, like 50 sounds insane. And then I think you are correct. It was like 60-40, 40%, 50%. That's still a good chunk of folks who are just like, yeah, we want to keep Fields. And for the life of me, I don't know if it's just blind fandom for what. Like, it's like hoping. It's like being in a marriage and saying, yeah, well, things haven't been all that good. So let's just, I don't know, buy a new house or buy a car and hope things change. It's not the case. It seems like it's a failure and you're just holding on. It makes zero sense to me why a Chicago Bears fan would want to keep Fields, say, let's put pieces around him and hope that he works out with improved pieces. Sometimes you just got to look at what the person is and what they've done. You have to look at them in a vacuum and not just apply, well, if I gave you this and this and this and this, I can give somebody instructions on operating, I don't know, I don't want to say a microwave, that might be a little too simple. I can give somebody instructions. Let's go back a little bit. Some people may not relate. I can tell you step by step how to program a VCR. That doesn't mean that you're going to successfully do it. You might look at this and go, well, why am I pressing this button? And I'm messing up the timer. And how do I do this? And some people just get it. Okay. Some people don't need the direction. Some people just have an innate ability, regardless of what you hand to them, to just be good at something. And Justin Fields needs to develop. And I think it's just too risky to keep the man on. 50-50? 50% of Bears fans, they want Caleb. The other 50 want to keep Fields? It's too risky, folks. Let it go. What is it? Frozen Elsa? Let it go. I ain't going to sing the song. You don't have to worry about that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The idea is crazy. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about some other crazy things that were said today at the Combine, mostly by the Buffalo Bills and everybody's favorite team. Well, I guess America's team. Well, they branded them that way, the Dallas Cowboys.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, maybe Joe Gibbs can, I don't know, get back into coaching, right? Right? No. No, that man is 83 years old. He's worrying about racing cars, okay? No NFL for him. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much to Alex Shapiro for joining us in the last break to really take a look at the Chicago Bears, because he covers the Bears for NBC Chicago. And I cannot believe, for the life of me, why the Chicago Bears would keep Justin Fields. He said Chicago is a city torn right now as to whether or not you select Caleb Williams or you go ahead and just hold on to Justin Fields. Why they would do that is beyond me. It is too risky to keep Justin Fields. It's just there's so many. We've discussed it a lot. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. In a few seconds, in a few minutes, I want to tell you about or allow you to hear some other crazy things that I've heard now that the NFL Combine is pretty much open to media and press out in Indianapolis. Let's go to the phones right now and talk to Matt, calling from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Matt?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First-time caller here. I was going to talk to you about the Bears with the number one pick. Me and my coworkers were talking about it today, actually. And in my opinion, I say you do hold on to Justin Fields for at least one more year. And if you can, trade that number one pick back and get value. You could potentially trade it back, get Marvin Harrison Jr. and Brock Bowers, put them on the roster and just start loading it up with the good young guys and build a team around Justin Fields. Worst case scenario, he doesn't work out. You have a loaded team that you can either draft somebody with a future high pick or trade your value out and get a veteran.
That's too risky, Matt. I mean, there's no guarantee that you're going to end up with a quarterback, and you might have a wide receiver opposite DJ Moore, but now you have to go through hell to go ahead and find a quarterback. Let's look at it this way. How many teams are in the NFL, Matt?
32.
Okay. How many teams are looking for a quarterback?
Oh, 10 or more, I would say. Don't have elite quarterbacks.
About half. About half the teams in the NFL, and you could probably extend it past then, probably half or more are searching for QBs. And I would say probably three-quarters of the entire NFL has gone through the ringer of trying to identify that future quarterback who can, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. lead them to the promised land. And so if I am the Chicago Bears, and I have to think about not just this year but next year, if you blow a chance on someone who you believe might have higher upside than Justin Fields, there's two things here. You have to factor in the fact that Justin Fields, if he works out, is now going to command a much more a salary cap space. And if he doesn't, you're going to be screwed. There's no guarantee you end up at number one or even have the opportunity to bring on another prospect. Because I think, as you can see from about three-quarters of the NFL, it's difficult trying to find that quarterback. And if one is staring you in the face and you can get him on a less expensive deal, you do it now. You don't wait. You do it now. You cut your losses. You get your assets in from Fields. You still have a high draft pick at number 9, and you build from there. Because if you ain't got a quarterback, Matt, you don't have
nothing. Well, my take on that is, if we look back over the past couple of Super Bowls, I can't think off the top of my head the last number one pick quarterback to win the Super Bowl. At least the past 5 years, I can't think of one. So that number one pick to me doesn't hold as much value at the QB position as it does trading back and building a team around a quarterback.
Talent speaks. There's some guy named Joe Burrow who came out of the NFL draft, came out of the NFL combine. They talked about the size of this guy's hands. The last time I checked, that guy went to a Super Bowl. That guy was able to go to a Super Bowl. And so, yeah, we can talk about guys selected number one overall. Hey, it's this simple, Matt. Do you want to have the first chance and the first crack at somebody, or do you want to have the sixth or the seventh? It's simple math. Who cares where any of these guys are selected? It's about the talent. And you want to take the most talented guy, and all things considered, if I have to think about even coming out of college, who is a more highly touted prospect, without a shadow of a doubt, it'd be Caleb Williams. I mean, Justin Fields didn't even really get a full chance to throw the football around until he got to Ohio State. And so, to me, it's simple. I mean, if you're going to take the approach of, well, I ain't seen a number one guy compete. Well, I'm looking at Joe Burrow. Did he win it? No, he didn't. So what are we supposed to do now, just ignore him? Hey, there's another guy taken in that high spot. I don't know who the hell he is. His name is, I don't know, Peyton Manning. He looked like he had a pretty damn amazing career, for all things considered. So I think that you take the guy who has the most upside and the talent, and given everything that the Bears have to consider, I don't want Fields. It's too risky. Either one is a risk, okay? But you have an idea of who and what he is. And do I think he's going to wake up and be on the upper echelon of QB? No, I don't. But I'd rather take my chances with that dude who seems to have a higher upside. It's going to cost me less money. And then I still have a pick, and then I can still go ahead and regain assets. Wide receivers, tight ends, guess what? There's going to be another hot tight end that comes off next year. There's going to be a free agent wide receiver who pops up. What you don't get all the damn time? Quarterbacks. QBs.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matt, for calling from Arkansas. No doubt. I can get wide receivers. And I get it. This guy is sexy. This guy, oh, Marvin Harrison Jr., oh, Marvin Harrison's son, a future Hall of Famer. Oh, yeah, let's have him. Come on. I would say, for the most part, and I think every team, for the most part, has at least one damn good Pro Bowl almost caliber weapon, okay? Those aren't easy to come by. You want to know what's harder to come by? I don't know how many times I have to say it. It's the quarterback. It's the QB. Hickey, I feel like a broken record. Here in Atlanta, the team has so many great young weapons. There should have been no reason why the Falcons don't win the division and go to the postseason outside of the fact that they didn't have everybody say it with me, quarterback. What's so tough to understand about that? A roster of an NFL team is 53 guys. There are 32 teams in the NFL. Half the damn teams are looking for a quarterback, okay? If you don't have a QB, you suck. This is not basketball. It's not the NBA. We're not looking at throwing five guys out onto the court and saying, oh, my God, you got a 7'3" Frenchman, and then you got a 6'8" bulldozer from Akron, Ohio. No. One guy cannot just say, oh, man, I'm carrying the team, and this is basketball, and we got to build around. No, quarterback. There's not one position in professional sports more important than the QB. That's it. Simple as that. Hickey, how many other different permutations and explanations and trade scenarios are we going to get? The Chicago Bears should just trade Justin Fields by now just to cut this crap out.
You sound like a crazy man. Maybe the Bears are doing this to you. You're right. Just for your own health, trade Justin Fields tomorrow so we can stop with this and stop having the different scenarios thrown your way, JR.
Well, let's bring in, select Brock Bowers. So now the Bears have Brock Bowers and they have DJ Moore. And then they also still need offensive line help. And then they have Fields. And so Fields with Brock Bowers and DJ Moore, Justin Fields is going to put up, 35 touchdowns. He's going to basically be Lamar Jackson. Okay? Is that accurate? Is this why people are saying this to me, Hickey?
Feels like it.
For the life of me, I don't get it. People are just going to say wild things like this is a video game. Yeah, maybe I need help. I do sound like a crazy man. I'm repeating myself. It's just the facts. Hey, speaking of crazy people, we know that the Bears, they're looking for a QB. There's a team that does have a quarterback. His name is Josh Allen. And Sean McDermott spoke to The Athletic, and he basically said that we are close to a Super Bowl. He said it's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. I don't know where the hell he's been while the Kansas City Chiefs have been knocking him out of the postseason, three out of the last 4 years. But I guess that's the type of confidence that you need. But does everybody need to hear that? I mean, this is the same organization that went to the Super Bowl an amazing four damn straight times and lost. Like, I don't think if I'm a Buffalo Bills fan that I want to hear any of that. A matter of fact, Sean McDermott spoke to Buffalo Plus, and then he was asked if it's time for somebody besides Andy Reid to win a Super Bowl. Listen to what he said.
It is, and Andy's a great coach. He'll be in the Hall of Fame. But I can say, hey, we're out to win. You know, we're not here to make friends. At the end of the day, we have that friendship, Andy and I, and we have that respect. It's It's time for somebody else to win the Super Bowl. I mean, you've got to respect what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter if it's Andy or anybody else, it always leaves a pit in your stomach and leaves you frustrated, and it's painful. But you try and learn from it and move the team forward.
I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. This is not the 90s. This is the year 2024. What takes place, right now, if I got to look at Josh Allen, doesn't have anything to do with Jim Kelly. Nothing. It doesn't have anything to do with missed field goal. Nothing. But to say, as the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, that it's not a matter of if, but when we win a Super Bowl, are you still going to be coaching the team? Is Josh Allen still going to be there? Is he going to have grays in his beard? Is he going to be retired? Yeah, the Buffalo Bills have been close, but being close has not been good enough. And it just sounds crazy to say this, especially for a team and for a fan base where there are a lot of people alive who remember going to four straight Super Bowls and losing every single one. If you ever wondered why, I don't know, Bills fans jump through flaming tables, yeah, go ahead and Google that. Maybe that's why. Maybe after a generation, Buffalo Bills fans are so nuts after losing four straight Super Bowls that they rather punish themselves physically than endure watching the team. And maybe losing to the Chiefs 3 out of 4 times also hurts as well. Just don't talk about it, man. Be about it. That's painful to hear. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. It's 855-212-4CBS. You know, I had mentioned to you about some 6'8 guy from Akron, Ohio. Well, his name is LeBron. He's saying some crazy things, too. I don't know if he's going overboard. Also, the Dallas Cowboys saying wild things. It's a night for wild things. Hopefully, I don't get traded here in the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.